Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, everybody. The official start to the Marks and Reese Show with Johnny Marks and Ike Reese, coming off a Phillies sweep of the Brewers. And we'll take some Phillies phone calls here, 215-592-9494. We have an hour left if you'd like to get in. Ike, Ike, you had said last segment that Joe Girardi deserves some credit.
All right, no doubt.
That we've been probably unfair to this team so far, 17-15 now on the season, in first place in the division. And I disagree. Joe Girardi hasn't done a good job with this team. The Phillies are 17-15. I mean, it's okay. I mean, they're in first place. You're right.
Yeah, I would look at it a little deeper. And when I look at the amount of injuries, when I look at how certain guys aren't necessarily performing, could Joe Girardi have saved you a game or two here or there? Yeah, any manager could. If the actual player does what he's paid to do, it's not just the manager's decision that cost them a game. What did that happen? Maybe once, twice at the most? I mean, he makes a decision, and then a player has to go out there and perform. Like, the onus falls on the player. That's what they are paid to do here. I don't think he's put very many of these guys in a bad position. He hasn't put them in a position to fail. He has to manage what he has here to manage. It's not like he has a stacked roster, and the fact that they have the second most wins in the National League, considering the lack of production from key guys, the injuries that has hit this roster, man, I'm not saying he should be up for manager of the year or we should be throwing him bouquets, but to be critical of him or overly critical of him and say he's been a disappointment and bring up Gabe Kapler somehow, I just think we are overreacting to what we set as unrealistic expectations prior to the season beginning. And because the team isn't reaching those unrealistic expectations, we want to crush the manager. When in reality, this team was always the third best team in this division from a talent standpoint. At best, you go up and down each roster in this division, from pitchers to players, everyday players. The Phillies don't. They may have the most expensive roster in a division. They don't have the most talented. They do not have the most talented. And right now, they sit in first place. Atlanta's not even 500.
Nope.
Right, I'm looking at some of these other teams. Where's New York at? Is New York 500?
No.
New York's below 500.
The whole division is, yes.
Everybody except for the Phillies is below 500.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say Joe Girardi, considering what he has to deal with and manage, he deserves a pat on the back. Good job, Joe.
I totally disagree.
Good job.
They've played more games at home than almost anybody in baseball, and they're very good at home. And it's good that they're very good at home. He's gotten fantastic starting pitching from 60% of his rotation, which helps, which absolutely helps. And that's really what is
that's
carrying
what they're paid
this team
to do
right now. Absolutely.
What are they supposed to do? Manage a bunch of bums to first place?
Well, I mean,
every manager in baseball needs players, good players.
Yes. What's the signature Joe Girardi move so far this year where you're like, damn, that's a good manager?
don't have one.
I know, because it's hard to do that with a manager.
How the hell are you going to have a signature move in May? Like, what is? I don't even know what that means.
Well, I mean, because it was the same thing that was asked me that I was asked when it was like, well, what has Gabe Kapler done? What can you point to Gabe Kapler and say, well, that was a good move, or that was a good move, or that was a good move?
Over 2 years or over a year? Over the first 30 days of the season?
I'm talking about, and it was tough to do with Gabe Kapler, because it's like, all right, you're right. Like, there's not, like, I can't pick a specific instance to be like, you know what, that was a great move by Gabe Kapler. And it's the same thing with Joe Girardi. I actually think today leaving Zach Wheeler in the game was an excellent move instead of going to Hector Neris. He ran out, he said, you got one more in you, and Zach Wheeler got the batter on one pitch and the game was over. I would have hated to see Hector Neris come in the game right there.
Sure, but that's not he doesn't need to be patted on the back for that. He recognized his pitcher was pitching well.
That might
the actual either move would have been fine. Zach Wheeler was leaking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He was leaking. So going to your closer in that situation, I wouldn't have had a problem with that either.
Right, but
as long as he got the out.
I guess what I'm saying is that, like, his feel for the game is, I think Wheeler can get this guy. We don't need to bring Hector Neris in. So I'm giving him credit for it. But we also know there's been many instances this year where Joe has been anything but good with his bullpen, or good with the double switching, or good with some of the major mistakes that he's made. I mean, and I'm not going to get off it. Like, listen, I'm not saying that Joe Girardi's a terrible manager. I'm not saying that at all. But the Phillies are 17-15, and they could come home, and they could be under 500. They could be one game over 500. Like, I don't really believe this team yet. I don't believe that this is like, we're going to, in a month, we're going to be like, yep, Phillies are still in first place, seven games over 500, right? Like, we'll continue to see wins and losses, wins and losses, wins and losses. Right now, they're two over 500. In 2 weeks, they might be two under 500.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not throwing bouquets to Joe Girardi. He has not done a good job so far with this team.
I think he has done a good job. And listen, the only reason I say it, throw bouquets to him, because you guys would rather be critical of him and rip him and keep bringing up Gabe Kapler.
Well, I just simply react to what happens in games. That's his fault, not mine.
Well, my point is that we're talking about a team that's 17-15 and in first place.
Yes.
You're moving the bar asking for Sparky Anderson-like moves or Joe Maddon moves. Like, nobody cares about that. The team is in first place. I don't need Joe Girardi trying to prove every game how smart he is by making some smart move that proves, yeah, he's the right manager here. I don't need that from Joe Girardi. I need a calm, steady force in the clubhouse that's confident, that knows what he's doing. Has he had some snafus? Sure he has. But again, I look at the team and I say, is the manager underachieving or are the players underachieving? I mean, if Alec Baum wasn't hitting 219, maybe they have more wins. If Andrew McCutchen wasn't hitting 198, maybe they have more wins. Maybe if Dombrowski and Matt Klintak could go out and find better pitching and a center fielder, maybe they'd be more than two games over 500. Like, those are facts.
Let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is right around the corner. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you with a gift from my friends at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Shop online at marks-jewelers.com. Have we been too hard on the Phillies this season, Jack Fritz? Have we been? Yes or no? Most people are saying no, we haven't been.
Yeah, because I think most people have watched this team with their eyes. And yeah, they won four games against the Brewers, but like, it wasn't impressive. I mean, like, they didn't hit all series long. They had to get a complete game shutout from Zach Wheeler today. Mm-hmm. They had one hit after the first inning yesterday.
How much of this is Joe Girardi's fault?
How much of the
see, you guys are trying to combine a question. I preface this by saying Joe Girardi has been unfairly criticized, not the team. I'm pointing out players who aren't doing what they're being paid to do. That's clearly on the players. There's a difference between what the manager is doing to contribute to losses or not help the team win versus the players going out and doing their job. So when you put that question out in the Twitter sphere, yeah, of course people are going to say we haven't been too harsh on the team, because the team is the reason why they're 17-15, not Joe Girardi.
Right.
It's the players.
Right.
What do you mean, right? I'm talking about Joe Girardi.
Right, just like Gabe Kapler. Like, you don't want me to bring up Gabe Kapler. This was the exact same thing with Gabe
no,
Kapler.
No. I'm going off of whether the question is out there. You put a question out there as to have we been too hard on the Phillies. That pertains to the team as the players.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I said. I said the manager.
Okay, let's talk about the manager.
So then the players are the one that's been underperforming to me, not the manager.
I for the most part agree with that. For the most part agree with that. No, I mean, but what Joe Girardi has been able to control, he hasn't done a good job, right?
And they're in first place.
But they're two games over 500.
And everybody else is under 500. So what about all the teams with all the talent? The Braves, the Nationals.
So does this mean with the same talent, if now they're under 500, they're not in first place, that Joe Girardi sucks?
No, it just means that they are in first place. That's what it means.
Let's take some phone calls here at 215-592-9494. And Guided Door and Window, buy any window or door, get the second at 50% off. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GOGUIDA.com. Let's go to Rich in Sellersville. Hi, Rich.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you talking about?
Who?
You.
What? What are you talking about?
Girardi.
Yeah.
He's doing a crappy job. Great. Granted, he made a few mistakes, but Ike Reese, for once, knows baseball better than you.
All right. Well,
that's a shot at me.
I almost appreciate
that. They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
But see, Rich, here's the thing, right? Like,
I'm a baseball guy.
I'm not saying that Joe Girardi is a terrible manager. What I'm saying is that what he's been able to control this year, he hasn't done a very good job. Right? Like, you can point to the lineup not being good, the bullpen not being good, injuries and things like that. But we had a manager here before that the same things happened, but it was never their fault. It was the manager's fault. Now it's not the manager's fault. Now the manager does everything well.
It's different.
Why? Why is it different?
Wake up when you feel and come into the ballpark when you're happy. At least he's making them play.
I mean, I will.
Yes.
I will say that I've seen, you know,
any loafing.
I see a little bit more hustle. I also see some different players on this team.
Yeah.
Right?
Get those loafers out of here, except for King Loafer.
King Loafer Segura?
Yeah.
Who people gave a standing ovation to for his 200th double. Let's go to Jose in Westchester. Jose, how are you?
All right. How you guys doing, man?
Jose, how are you?
What's up, Jose?
Oh, I'm chilling like Gilligan, man. Hey, look, I got to tell you guys, Ike,
you're
right on the money, brother. I mean, I had to call in, bro, because I've been making this argument for like 2 weeks now. I've been saying, bro, first of all, baseball season is a long season.
Right.
And then, you know, second of all, just like you said, I mean, we're coming out of some crazy situations with this pandemic going on. All these teams are feeling that hurt still, man. I mean, they haven't been able to do things quite normally for quite some time. And, you know, in sports, man, it takes time, man.
It takes development,
man. It's not like everybody's going to be gelling, you know, it doesn't work like that. And then, you know, I mean, I love my city, man, and I love our fans. But, man, bro, sometimes, like when it comes to players and when it comes to managers, I mean.
Coaches.
We love them 1 minute, and then the next minute, man, we're like, we're ready to throw them in the fire. I mean, I remember Charlie Manuel, everybody hated him, and then until he won the World Series, he became lovable Charlie.
Yep.
I remember Doug Peterson got high. We're like, who is this? Howdy doody. Goofy.
I will have something on my face for sure.
And we're still doing that.
Right. But the man went out and won us our first Super Bowl.
I remember
Chip Kelly. He was like, Jesus won.
Oh, he was the smartest guy in the city.
That's what I'm saying.
For a year and a half.
And look what he did and look what happened. So, yo, man, give the guy a chance, bro. I'm telling you, this is a championship.
Who's not giving him a chance? It's Jose.
Guys want to run him out of town, man.
We're not running anybody out of town, man. Hey, Jose, here's all I can do as a fan, right? Like, I can't just say, okay, I'll talk to you in September and I'll give you my grade on the season in September. I'm watching every game. And I'm reacting to every game. And when the manager is making not even questionable decisions, like unheard of decisions, visiting the mound twice. Visiting the mound twice.
Not having
players on the lineup card.
Okay, that wasn't his fault though.
Well,
kind of, but
if it was Gabe, it was his fault.
Right, exactly. That's all that I'm saying is that I just want everybody to be fair with everything, right? Like, we're judging Joe Girardi differently than we would judge other people because we like Joe Girardi and we want to like Joe Girardi.
Because the guy won a World Series. He's a proven winner. I mean, Gabe came here with photos and a leopard print.
And a blog.
Yeah, exactly. You feel me?
Yes.
Well, you got to overcome that. That's a lot to overcome in this city. Joe Girardi didn't come here with that. He came here with a ring on his finger.
Yeah, with a loaded team with guys are probably cheating and all of that stuff. Yeah.
Probably cheating?
No, all I'm saying is, fellas, you're right. We're giving Joe Girardi more rope than we gave Gabe. All I'm doing is explaining why.
Yeah, I agree.
One guy came here with cachet. The other guy didn't. And then the guy who came here with no cachet proceeded to talk to us as if he was reinventing the game of baseball and we didn't know what the hell we were talking about. Remember, he didn't have any cachet and he's going to teach us the game of baseball. Joe Girardi doesn't come here that way. He has every right to come here with his chest stuck out as a World Series manager, but that's not how he carries it. He carries it in a more humble way, confident way, and I think in the long run, these guys are going to benefit from that. I got to be honest with you. I think the team is overachieving. It doesn't look pretty, but they shouldn't be 17-15 with this lineup.
Well, I mean, the way the lineup's performing, no. But like you said, at some point, they can't do this the whole year.
Well.
It's not hitting weather yet, Ike.
McCutcheon is not going to get any younger.
Now, to your point, I agree with McCutcheon. But to your point, can we rely on Zach Eflin? If you look at Zach Eflin's his years, right, in the majors with the Phillies, he's been really good for short periods, and he's been really bad for short periods.
I'll never forget the heavy legs thing.
There's been heavy legs. Yes. He's done it in the middle of he'll have a month where, he lost a spot in the rotation two seasons ago.
Yes, I remember.
Right, with the heavy legs. So, yes. I think the starting pitching staff right now kind of is overachieving. Or, I can't count on that for the whole season. I can't count on Zach Wheeler throwing complete game shutouts. I can't count on Zach Eflin looking like a true number three. I hope so. But at some point, this lineup's got to step up. Let's go to Steve. Steve's on a cell. Steve.
I mean, you have the shortest memory I've ever heard. Do you know how bad they were on Sunday night on national TV? And we had the Brewers coming in, one of the hottest teams in baseball, throwing Vinny Velasquez on the opening game. And we just took four from the Brewers. Girardi deserves credit. I mean, that is the shortest memory I've ever heard. They look like a single A team on Sunday night.
So isn't that on Joe Girardi? Hang on a second. Does Joe Girardi wear that? Does Joe Girardi wear the dumb team that's making dumb mistakes and dumb base running plays and bad defense? Isn't that on Joe Girardi, Steve?
No. So you know what? No, it isn't. You know why? Because a good manager knows how to adjust and make changes.
What did he adjust to?
He obviously adjusted the attitude and the approach because their defense was phenomenal in these four games. And
was.
If you didn't see that, you don't know baseball.
It was phenomenal. Who in particular?
Didi in particular. Didi in particular, the last four games was phenomenal at short.
He was? I watched the ball go under his belly today in the ninth inning.
Bottom line is Girardi has done a great job.
Why?
In these last four games. Because they just swept the Brewers at home, throwing two pitchers.
Yeah, who the hell were they? Yeah.
Okay, so Steve, going by your logic, and that's fine. So if they lose four games in a row, does that mean that's on Joe Girardi and he's doing a poor job?
No, it depends on how they lose them.
Right? I mean, they won four straight, so that's Joe Girardi. He got his team playing. So when they lose four games, then because I don't want
You'll blame him. Sure you will. You won't look at how it actually plays out and how they lost those games. All we're saying is that coming off that series over the weekend and that tough loss Sunday, facing a hot Milwaukee Brewers team coming in, when you're only going to have two of you got Chase Anderson and Vinny Velasquez going in this series.
Chase Anderson.
And you managed to sweep them. So we got to give Joe Girardi whatever he's saying, whatever he's doing. Like, I'm not saying he's made every move that caused them to win the four games. What I'm saying is that when they come off a series like they did over the weekend and to come and sweep Milwaukee, I got to give the manager some credit for who he had out there.
Agreed.
Who he put in the lineup. Those types of things.
No, the team's playing well right now. They won four games. I'm fine with Joe Girardi getting credit. As I said before, I thought it was a wise move to keep Zach Wheeler in the game and not bring in Hector Neris, right? Okay, he gets some credit. They played well. All right, but what are we talking about here? The two games over 500. Well,
First place.
It is first place right now. Kyle, Bucks County. Kyle, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, Ike, I love you. I have nothing to say to you right now, though. I'm sorry, but I want to talk to Johnny Marks.
What's up, brother?
Dialogue.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Johnny, you said you've watched every game, and I just want to see. You know the teams that we've played this year so far, correct?
Do I know them?
We've played what so far? The Giants, first place in the West. We've played the Cardinals, first or second. Brewers, first. No, they're in second, sorry. Brewers in first in
Mets,
the Central.
Mets, Rockies.
Yeah, we've played. Yeah, okay, Mets, Rockies, fine. But Mets and then the Mets come in this season, the Braves come in this season, and we're looking at it like, okay, these are two top teams in the East. They're going to be competition. Mm-hmm. But somehow we're overachieving. No, we have a good team right now. We have a really good team. We have, the best catcher in baseball, a top player in right field. We have studs across the board when you really look at it.
You have studs across the board? Who's that?
Yes, but who's that? Okay, you have Baum, who obviously isn't
Boom,
playing great.
Boom. Yeah, if you're gonna claim him, Boom is his name. If you're going to claim him as the reason why the Phillies are so good, at least say his name correctly. Boom.
fair enough.
All right.
But no, you look at the team, and yeah, they're not playing great, but they're playing the top teams right now.
Colorado's the worst team in baseball, second worst team in baseball. They played them three games.
Yes, one team, okay. But you're playing top teams in baseball as a whole.
Mets are under 500.
Okay, and again, you are playing top teams, though, and you're still playing competitively. What everyone's been saying, we have, one loss over three runs, and
What am I wrong about? You're telling me that this team's stacked, and I don't know if anybody out there actually believes that, right? So what did I say that all I'm saying is I'm not all that impressed with Joe Girardi, and I don't think I've treated him unfairly.
Sure you have. He's one game. Appreciate the call, Cal.
Thank you, Cal.
He's one game out of having the most wins in the National League. He's one win away from having the most wins in the National League, or tied for him.
Tied for, yes.
Yeah.
But to your point, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. They're two games over 500. How about that?
Listen, I'm just going by what else is in the league. I'm not going to have expectations for the Phillies that other teams aren't necessarily meeting. We act like the Phillies were some sort of World Series preseason prediction team. They'd be lucky if they make the playoffs. They're in first place. They'll be lucky if they make the playoffs. They're in first place right now. There's no team running away from them in the National League. San Francisco, Gabe Kapler, 18 wins. Mm-hmm. 18. Yeah, 18 of them. St. Louis, 18 wins. Padres, Fernando Tatis, Machado, Manny Machado, that hot team out there, 18 wins. Here's Bryce Harper been hitting the face with a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. He's missed the last four games. And then we still are one win behind the most wins, having tied for the most wins in the National League. That's good managerial. That's good managing right there. Give Joe Girardi a round of applause.
All right.
No.
Such a hater. Jack.
Yeah,
give him his props. Give him his props.
No, absolutely not. 215-592-9494.
So I'm trying to figure out where would they need to be right now for him to be doing a good job?
I don't think that he's doing a horrible job. I just I think he should be doing better. He shouldn't have these mistakes. He's been sloppy with the double switches and the bullpen moves. Right? I'm not trying to come out and I don't want to they just won four straight. They just swept the Brewers.
You gotta remind yourself of that.
I don't want people to turn on and be like, why the hell is Marks bitching about Joe Girardi? I'm just simply saying I've not been unfair to him. He hasn't done a great job.
You've been unfair to him, Jack's been unfair to him, Joe Giglio has been unfair to him, Joe DeCamera's been unfair to him. I hear everybody. I'm the only one in the real Joe G's corner. I'm also the only one that predicted a 4-game sweep. Right?
Well, you're damn right about that.
Yeah.
Only baseball guy on the show.
And Joe Girardi, I know it's heavy as the head that wears the crown, but I'm built for it. Joe Girardi is a good manager, and like I said, by the end of this month, I won't be hearing any more of that Gabe Kapler nonsense because the Phillies will have a better record than the Giants, and the Giants will be back down in third place where they need to be at. Gabe Kapler.
Shut his hole!
Coming back. Your phone calls. Also, it's the birthday of one of our own and one of baseball's best players of all time, but also one of baseball's best modern players. Hanging them up? Sure looks like it. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Happy birthday, Larry Anderson and Willie Mays. Both born today, May 6th. Willie Mays, the oldest living member of the Baseball Hall of Fame and one of the great players of all time.
How about that? 90 years old, right?
90 years old for Willie Mays. And Larry said there he's 68 years old.
L.A., happy birthday, brother.
Yes. Would you say L.A. has he was at the beginning of his career with the Phillies. He was here for a number of years, and he came back his last 2 years in the league when he was in his 40s. But, I mean, he's become a big star in Philadelphia from working with Harry first, and now for however many years he's been working with Scott. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than during a rain delay. Switch on the Odyssey app or go to 94WIP and listen to them take phone calls. It is
I can listen to L.A. and Fransky all day.
They're great. They really are. So,
So happy birthday, L.A. Enjoy it, brother. I know you will.
So he got one. He got one shot today, and he was going to take a shot after the game.
Yeah, I thought he had already took a take. He didn't take a shot before the game.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean a vaccine?
Yes. He got a second shot today, and he said he was going to take a shot after the game. So
he must have been drinking that Ike juice. Get you one of those shots too, L.A.
Please, please.
What is L.A.? Is it Jack Daniels guy? What is he, a whiskey guy?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
I've drank beers with L.A. before after a game, but that was, yeah. He didn't know who I was. He just thought it was some dude in the outside of McFadden's.
That a guy.
Well, I've had a few with him down at Fantasy Camp.
I bet.
So, yeah. Yeah. I just don't remember what it was.
Yeah,
I was in my own bag at that point.
Exactly. You weren't necessarily taking notes.
No,
on what
I wasn't taking notes
doing.
Of what he was drinking. No.
So there's that, and we'll get back to the phones in a second. But Albert Pujols also released by the L.A. Anaheim Angels or whatever they're called. Look at his numbers, Ike, and I don't think anybody's going to pick him up. I mean, he's 40.
No, Albert's been done.
Yeah, he's been done.
Oh, it could be a good bench bat for the Phils.
No.
Oh, yeah, sure. Is that tomorrow's show? Bringing Pujols?
Pujols for Ryan Howard. Who says no?
So
give me Ryan Howard.
So, like, his first 10 seasons in the league, and I heard Scott telling a story that he actually was doing play-by-play in his rookie year of the minors. Mm-hmm. He only spent 1 year in rookie. He was in rookie A-ball, or he was in high A-ball, and then he got called up for the Triple-A playoffs, and then he went right to the majors next year at age 21. He hit 329 with 37 home runs and 130 RBIs at age 21. His first 10 years in the majors, he hit 300 and had 100 RBIs in each one of them.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, is he the best player of – 2001 is his first year. 2021 is going to be his last. Is he the best player of these two decades? I was trying to think who
– Best hitter?
Yeah.
Well, up until Trout came along. And Pujols basically hasn't put up stats in 10 years.
I mean, that's not, Jack, that's not true. I mean, his power was still there. Like 2015, he had 40 home runs. But to your point, he wasn't the same player once he left St. Louis.
Yeah, and I always dock first baseman.
Yeah, and then DH.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I mean, you know, all you're doing is hitting.
Yeah.
I mean, I give props to the guys that are out there in center field playing a real position.
Or the hot corner.
Yeah.
Or shortstop like J-Roll?
Yeah. Those are guys I like. So Mike Trout would be, and Ken Griffey Jr. would be the two best I've seen.
Well, I saw you having that debate on Twitter today. That was fun.
I wasn't even looking for the debate. It found me.
It found you?
Yeah.
Junior.
Well, thanks to our boss, by the way.
Is that right?
Yes.
So he ends with his career, if it's over, 667 home runs. He has more walks than strikeouts, and for a power hitter to have more walks and strikeouts is unbelievable. He never struck out 100 times in any season.
Oh, no, that's why I say he might be the best hitter.
He's in the conversation for sure.
Yeah, he might be the best hitter for sure.
Yeah.
Might, I mean, listen, he never was involved with anything, right? I don't remember his name ever being in anything.
He was just the machine.
Yeah. No, listen, he's one of the greats. No doubt about that.
I would say of the hitters from like 2000 to 2010, because 2011 on's Trout. I mean, Trout's the best player.
Yeah.
Him, Manny Ramirez.
I was Manny guy.
Yeah.
But see, Manny got
suspension.
Yeah. I know. I'm just talking about Ray.
Sure.
Ortiz.
Yeah. Big Poppy, yep. Another one that's on the list.
A-Rod also on the list.
Again.
A pool, man. Like, He was a 300, 400, like 600 slugging guy. It was ridiculous.
I just remember always, whenever you watched Albert Pujols, and a couple of times I got a chance to see him in person here at the bank, I was always amazed at how wide his back is.
He's a big dude.
Like, you just don't. I'm not used to seeing baseball players be that big, right? So when you see one like a Pujols, even A-Rod at 6'3", 200-plus
big
pounds,
dude, yeah.
I'm just not used to seeing I'm used to the stick figure baseball players, right? We grew up on Eric Davis and those type of guys, Ozzie Smith.
Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, Daryl Strawberry. And you start seeing these guys in the 2000s, the forearms and the back and the legs. I'm like, my goodness.
You had bigger guys during that era, but they just weren't very good, right? Like you had I'm trying to think of who the Canseco and McGuire kind of brought it in to the 80s. That whole
like
team.
Canseco was the first big baseball player I saw.
Because you weren't supposed to lift weights if you were a baseball player because it ruined your swing. Yep. I remember playing Little League, and a lot of the kids in Little League would be like, "Oh, don't play stickball because it'll ruin your swing." And I'm like, "Man, I'm in Little League. I'm going home to play stickball." But you're always worried about losing your swing, and you get too much muscle. Like Mike Schmidt was told, "Don't work out.
Right.
Don't lift weights. It's going to ruin your swing." But he was Pujols was one of the greats from the last 20 years for sure.
Yep.
Also, I have I've obtained information according to a source. Larry Anderson likes Kettle One and red wine.
Ooh boy.
Yeah, I'm not with the red wine.
Nah,
that's more of a chill type of.
Now, is he like
he's Kettle not drinking? One? He's not drinking red wine with the boys.
No, that's the Kettle One and a splash of lime.
Something, yes.
Does he like Kettle One and red wine at the same time? Is that what it is?
That's not good.
That's not good at all. All right, let's take some phone calls here. It's just us and you till the end of the show. Oh, look who's on the phone, Ikey. Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuckles, what's up, brother?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
What's up, Chuck?
All right.
Four in a row.
I'm riding home, baby. I'm riding home. Listen, Philly's looking good, man. They're getting act together.
Yeah, they just won four straight. Yeah, for sure. Now, three against Atlanta, and what I would say is come talk to me on Monday about the Phillies.
I'll take it right now. It's a long season. Be patient with them.
You know Chuck, did you give a draft grade for the Eagles?
I didn't see it anywhere.
Hey, listen, before I get to my draft grade real quick, right? Hey, Ike, we almost there, baby. Playoff time is almost here. You got about, what, 5 or 6 more games left?
Yep.
And the Sixers will be right there. We can be judged. How they really are.
No, right. And you know I already jumped on the bandwagon, right?
Already know.
Are you on?
Yeah, I told you. I picked the Sixers to beat the Nets.
Okay. I didn't know that.
You ain't never going nowhere. You just didn't have your seatbelt on. That's all.
All right, Chuck, what's your official prediction? What are the Sixers doing?
We're going to finals. I ain't jumping off that. We're going to the NBA finals this year. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with the draft. I just wanted that tackle from Alabama. You know what I mean?
I really wanted him, man.
I wanted him bad in the second round. I mean, I know Landon Dickerson, you know what I mean, he's a beast, but he's hurt, man. And I just think how we got cute in the
Hold on.
Round.
You wanted the D tackle in the second round.
The D tackle.
Yeah, oh, Barr. You wanted Barmore. You wanted Barmore.
Barmore. Yeah, I wanted him, man.
Gotcha.
I think he could have came in day one and been a game-changing game record, man. You know what I mean? He was a beast in college. I wanted him here as a Swift Eagle, man.
And he a Philly guy, right? He's from here.
Yeah, he's from Philly. That's what I'm saying. But the dude, man, he is a monster, man. When he, you know what I mean? And he dominated. He dominated the championship game.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wrecked havoc. And I really wanted him. And I think he was there for the taking, man. And I think he dropped the ball on that one. I'm not saying Landon Dickerson will be a good player, but he's injured, man.
There's a lot of risk associated with the Chuck.
Yeah.
Exactly. I thought he was done getting injured players. It's one thing about having an injury history, but when you're injured already and you get drafted injured, I'm tired of that, man.
You know what, Chuck? It's the most amazing thing, Chuck. I think you are the first caller besides John and myself that have talked about this and actually have been shamed for having concern about the Eagles taking another injured player. All of a sudden, nobody cares that the Eagles took an injured player, Chuck, in the second round.
That's because they got Devontae Smith shades on. That's why. You know what I mean? And listen, I'm happy we got him. That's
right.
I mean. That's on toilet. But
right.
This dude, you got this dude, man, and he might turn out to be a great player. But how many times are we going to take picks, right?
Yes.
Johnny Mark high draft picks. That, you know what I mean? That don't come often like
but
that.
But so Sidney Jones wasn't an injury history. It was just they drafted him with a major injury. This guy has an injury and has an injury history.
Yeah,
it's double.
It smells trouble, man. I just hope he plans out. But you had a dude that could have changed the game. Asante Samuel was on the board.
Yes.
Dude, that defensive tackle for Alabama. I really think he could have came in with Fletch and wrecked havoc, man, on that line.
Yeah.
Went to the Pats.
Nah, we with you, Chuck.
All right, Chuck.
I know we're on the right side of this thing now, Johnny Marks.
All right, call tomorrow, Chuck. Thank you. Yeah, we definitely are.
We're definitely on the right side of this thing.
No, and you're right. The people do not want to hear.
Nobody
wants to hear that. Oh well, yeah, we're not worried about his injury history. Why? Why exactly aren't you worried about a guy that's had two ACLs and two major ankle injuries?
Believe me, we're all pulling for him, man.
Yes,
we're pulling for him. But the fact that we get told, why are you guys being downers? It's like, dude, I thought this is what we were concerned with going into the draft. Oh, how he's going to take another injured player? He's the smartest guy.
Oh, but this one's okay.
He takes an injured player, and everybody loves him.
but you know why? Because the kid. Is very likable.
He's a very likable kid,
yeah,
man.
I mean,
yes.
Like you said, we're fans. We're just hoping that.
I just thought we were in a twilight zone.
What?
I'm like, nobody's upset that we took an injured player. Okay. Upset, just concerned. Not even upset.
No, concerned.
Just nobody's even concerned that we took an injured player.
No, but both of us were definitely like. Like, really? This is what we're doing? Like, come on. Like, you're not at all worried.
Wait, nobody's worried about this?
No, and their answer to it is, we bet on guys like Landon Dickerson. Like, what does that mean? You bet on him. I mean, look at his career. I mean, 80% of his college seasons ended in injury. With significant injuries.
And we're okay with using a second-round pick
like,
on it.
All right.
The 37th pick in the draft. Okay.
A year after drafted a quarterback, and everything was going to be fine with that, too. Oh, right.
Oh,
it's fine.
It's great. Some personal news for you, Jack. You all right over there?
Yeah.
Gene Segura has been activated.
I know.
All right.
And Mickey Moniak sent down back to AAA.
I know.
But at least they're playing games where he can get at bats.
Yeah, listen. Stop jerking him around. Play him either in the majors or let him play in AAA. There's no help here by having him up and down driving to Allentown.
I was going to say, he's a lot of miles up and down.
Yeah, the guy's probably grinding on his way back to Allentown. He's been here for a minute.
Do you get 45 cents a mile for travel?
I hope they at least gave him gas money. I mean,
like, or at least gave him a shout out to Mick. He's probably listening because I know you guys are good friends.
Yeah. Don't tell him that. Did you text him and say, chin up, head up?
Head up,
no,
bro.
Honestly. So,
head up, bro. Keep your head up,
no,
bro.
No, here's what happened. I thought today was going to be a Mick day in center field. Shot him a text this morning, said good luck today.
Oh man.
He Fritzied me back, though.
You're like the kiss of death,
Did he say
man.
Thanks, Fritzy?
He said it's a great day to be great, Fritzy.
Oh, my God.
Listen, it's tough. It's tough being me.
It is tough being you. Let's go to Billy T. From one baseball guy to another,
right.
Jack. Billy T, what's up, brother?
There you go. Hey, Ike. What is it that you don't agree with me? I think you're the best. I think you and John, honestly, want to get together, talk about the new players that are on the Eagles, and, like, break them down for us fans. Because I don't know who some of these guys are.
Me neither.
Who you been listening to, Billy T, for the last 3 days? We've been breaking these guys down.
Shut his hole!
What?
Oh, that's right. You're a midday. You're a midday guy, Billy T. See, you're a midday guy.
Yeah, I am a midday guy, but I got to sit on the radio all day. I got to work, make a living, pay the bills.
Oh,
but
I feel
anyway,
you. Yes,
look,
sir.
Who's beating up Joe Girardi today? We're 4-0.
Johnny Marks.
That is damn impressive.
Listen, I don't know what you guys are looking at, but I look at Philly hitters hitting the ball all over the ballpark. They're not just trying to pull the ball. They're not swinging up the ball, trying to hit home runs. I'm seeing a change in coaching. I'm seeing a change in the approach at the plate. Am I wrong, Jack?
Well, I mean, no, you're not wrong, Billy T. They're moving runners along, bunting guys over, playing small ball.
So let me ask you a question. Whose idea was it to do all this other stuff when Gabe Kapler was here? Was that Gabe came in and he sold Matt Klentak, this is what he was going to do, or he was hired because that's what he was going to do per the front office?
Listen, we have Joe Girardi here, all right? We're moving runners around. Guys are using the entire ball field, all right? Gabe Kapler or whoever was in charge had these guys swinging up. There's one intersection point. It's physics and geometry. And I'm telling you right now, you give me two whiteboards, two math guys, and I'm down at the field, and I'll have these guys go understand where their hand position needs to be.
All right, you head down there, Billy T. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a great idea.
I mean, like,
I didn't even tell you what I thought he said.
Actually, you know what? It's a good call. Tom in Downingtown. Tom, how are you?
Oh, man.
I want whatever the last guy was drinking, and that's what Larry...
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
You know what? Larry Anderson, class act, I was down the Citizens Bank, and he did a pregame thing, and he was so nice to everybody. You know, got pictures. He's a class act, and he's a class ball player, and the Phillies are good to be associated with. Mike, you won the flip today.
Okay.
Because the Phillies win four games in a row, and Johnny Marks and good old Jackie Boy say, you know what, Ike? You go with the manager argument, and we'll trash them. You know, Joe Girardi's doing an okay to good job, but...
You're in our pre-show meetings?
Yeah.
But, Tom, I agree with you. I think Joe Girardi's doing an okay job. That's it. I'm not going overboard. He deserves the criticism that he's been criticized for. He hasn't been good at times. You actually agree with me.
No, and we're what, 32 games in? Let's go back to 2008, guys. The Phillies weren't that good in July. Okay? And baseball is a game where you need to stay in there. And then you get it all together at the end of July and August and September. The 2008 Phillies got on fire. They won like 19 games in September, and they won the World Championship. So the goal is to keep your team together, keep it healthy.
So you can make a run.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And get ready for that. And, you know, baseball's different from football, Johnny Marks.
It is.
It is. It's a marathon. Football's a sprint.
Well, listen, we got to run, but I hope in the marathon Joe Girardi remembers some of the basic rules of being a manager, which he struggled with here over the last couple of weeks. Yeah, Jack, so what's going on here? The podcast that's being put up on our Twitter page has me taken out of it. Is there something I need to know about here?
What?
Yeah, you're cropped out.
Yeah, what the hell's going
on
here?
If you go on the Odyssey app and you click on Marks and Reese, it's only Ike's photo as the show. So many people are tweeting in wondering if the show's on the fritz. Wondering if you guys have broken up.
I didn't even see it.
Yeah. So when I come in tomorrow and Spike's like, hey, can we talk for a minute or two?
Right. Well, just know he didn't tell me nothing. I haven't heard anything.
Boy.
So sometimes when we tweet stuff out, or the Gilio's face is up there.
Yep.
And
now this?
Or John Ritchie is tweeting out like, hey, here comes our drop of the week, and it's a picture of us. Right? And then I tell Jack Keffer, and he's like, yeah, that's been happening for a while. I'm like, why don't you freaking fix it then? It's your job.
I will crush your face.
What, you think I'm coming over to laugh with you? I've already told Jack he doesn't do anything about it.
Oh, I see
you
it
fix
now.
It. Yeah, it's just Ike. Just Ike smiling with the mustache.
I like that stash.
Yeah, that was a good looking stash. And I'm out.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with that. I don't know what happened.
Well, tomorrow should be an interesting show, though.
I'll be really worried when it just says Ike Reese on the bottom of it. That's when I know I'll need to be making some phone calls.
Yes.
To the unemployment office. Also, coming up, so normally Joe Giglio rides with the king on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But during baseball season, sometimes it's difficult to get a ride in with the King show because the Phillies are playing all the time.
Right.
But Joe Giglio not working tonight. How about
such a slacker?
He is. More days
off.
Yeah,
he's at a wedding for 2 days. Because guess who's doing leading off tomorrow?
You?
Me.
Who the hell has a wedding on Thursday?
Thursday, Friday.
Well, if he's in the wedding, then he's got the rehearsal dinner tonight.
Gotcha.
Believe me. Gotcha. Friday weddings are like, if you're having a Friday wedding, I understand you're trying to save some money, but you're ruining everybody else's life by doing it.
Yeah, I got one this summer.
Just saying. Yeah, I got one coming up not too long, too. So anyway, Giglio's out. How about this for your listening pleasure tonight? Ruben Frank riding with the King coming up next.
When was the last time those two had a show together? The 90s?
The 90s? Ever? So Ruben's going to take you till 10 o'clock, but the first hour is 6 to 7. Ruben Frank riding with the King.
That ought to be a good one.
I can't wait for that. That's coming up. One more in here. Herb from Northeast Philly. Herb, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on?
What's up?
What's up, Herb?
All right, it's my day off, second day off. So
uh-oh. How many hours are they working there per shift? How many? Is it illegal to cut meat for more than 8 hours at a time?
Hey, listen, them guys down there and girls, they can keep cutting and cutting whatever they want to do.
Do you need a brace on your
ankle?
Yeah.
I work my 6 hours and that's it. I don't want no more than that. Okay.
Good work ethic.
All right, so this
just
going to
get those last four in, huh? Yes.
I want to set up this steak dinner with Devontae Smith and with Dickerson.
Devontae Smith.
We're going to do me, you, and get a hold of Trotter.
Yep.
And
Trotter.
And invite your two sons, his son, your son.
So hang on, Herb. So are you going to book
Devontae and
Dickerson?
I'm picking up the bill. You understand?
No, that? How are we going to get Devontae Smith and Dickerson? You're going to contact them?
I need Ike to do that.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what my contributions
to
this
dinner
was.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese
now. We just like to get him on the show. You want to have dinner with him?
You
want to
go have dinner with him.
Come on, man.
We're going to celebrate because the Eagles have not drafted in 20 years. Two Alabama players.
All right. Well, Herb, listen, we got to run. If you're you call us tomorrow if you're not working. Or even better, if you are working, call us at work. And
Delonte could pay for it.
Yeah.
I keep thinking he's going to say Delonte West.
Yeah, well.
Every time.
Yes. Coming up next, Riding with the King, Ruben Frank. How about that? That's coming up next. We're back tomorrow on a Friday.
Boy.
Everybody have a great night. See ya.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.